Podcast.
Fuck you. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the podcast. This podcast is free and we need your help to make it more popular. Please, please, God damn it, please.
He's on his knees.
Please.
Please.
I beg of you.
Stop
like
him from
and
crying.
Share the Facebook page for the love of all of Christ.
There's snot
and
coming out.
Go to iTunes and please, for the love of fuck's sake, subscribe, rate, and review. Also, follow us on Twitter. Twitter handle is
at Gums Natural Pod.
And you know the rest. Cody. Cody, go.
Welcome, brother, to the podcast known as.
he's so enjoyed it.
That was fantastic.
All right. Well, welcome to Gums Naturally. We are
Joe, brother.
My name's Mike.
And I'm Cody.
I'm Mike. All right.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what it is. I turn the hat around and I flip it around. It's like flipping a switch.
It's like a switch.
Did you do the arm wrestling game at...
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So a guy walked up to do it and like show off to his like girlfriend. He lost, by the way.
Oh, that's the best.
Wait, yeah. How's this game go?
It's a mechanical arm.
Yeah. Okay. And it's got a little like elbow pad for you to go.
Okay.
It's just like mechanical right there. It doesn't move other than this way.
Mm-hmm.
So you grab it and you arm wrestle it, but you could start it off wherever you want. So you could start on the lowest setting, and it gives you three matches.
Okay.
So if you start off on the highest setting, then, like, they're kind of hard, but it's doable. Yeah.
And as we were walking by, I was like, you know why that guy lost, right? And I was like, he didn't flip his hat around.
Yeah, you have to.
It's like flipping a switch.
Yeah, and then you have to go over the top or wear a shirt that says Blaster.
Yeah, that's true.
Or drive in a
or a FUBAR rig. Shirt.
Yeah, FUBAR works too, yeah.
Drive a big rig is what you're going to say.
Yeah, drive a big rig in.
Try and get your son back.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know if that movie was actually going to be about originally?
You've told us custody? Before.
So, no, if you watch the...
for custody of your child?
If you watch Electric Boogaloo, the documentary I told you about Canon Films, people made, like, Delta Force and whatever, they made Over the Top. So, originally, that was about him battling drug addiction and trying to get over his gambling problems to prove to his son that he was... or to his wife that he's worthy to have his son.
Mm.
So, what did he go and do? Gambled to win a truck.
I forgot, yeah, he put all of his money, he sold his rig, put it all on him, and he was like fucking low odds to win.
Yeah, the prize was you win a bunch of money. He was betting on himself, so he had a bunch of money, and then the prize from the actual tournament was
the truck.
The truck.
And then they put the new emblem
on
the top.
Yeah. So that's the original
story. I always had a problem
because
Stallone's kid in that movie is such a bitch, dude.
I used to think that was Wesley Crusher. When I was younger.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why. I was like, why is Wesley Crusher in this? Because all little white kids seem the same to me.
I don't know if this is true, but I just assume it's the same kid from that movie Dutch because it's the exact same role.
It's not.
Okay.
Mainly because I think there's like 10 years difference between those movies.
Well, see, but they're already like around by the time I was old enough to realize what movies were. So,
were you confused why Al Bundy didn't have any of his family around? Like,
no.
Why
no, I could, you know, tell the difference between movies and TVs, but all the movies that I watched as a young kid, obviously I didn't watch them in theaters and stuff, so I couldn't have a time difference to tell. Like, to me, all the first five Rockies just basically happen one after another. Like, because in my head, they were always at my house. Like,
exactly.
That
3-year gap and then 7-year gap.
Yeah. So I was all like, oh, all of these, they just came out. It's fine. We're good.
That's it.
He ages so bad. Like, when you get punched a lot, you age badly.
Well, his kid fucking aged, like, 10 years from part 4 to 5.
Yeah.
He got fucking... And that was just on the fucking plane trip home from Russia. The time difference is fucking
crazy. Well, there's
a
lot of gravity between here and Russia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the kid that wasn't there.
Yeah.
Super affected.
Wow, he's actually gone on to do a lot of stuff. He The kid.
Which kid?
From Over the Top?
From Over the Top, yeah.
He's done a lot of stuff.
Blaster.
David Mendenhall.
That's the one.
Are you sure that's not the kid from Dutch?
I don't see Dutch on here yet, but I see Transformers, the TV show, the cartoon.
His voice acting stuff.
A lot of
producing stuff too, right?
Roseanne, TV series. He played an uncredited clerk.
Yeah.
Berenstain Bears, more voice acting work.
Berenstain Bears.
All the way up to 2014.
The cartoon or the movies they did?
With... TV series.
So okay. I think the cartoons and the movies they did were the same thing, right? Weren't they just grouped together episodes?
No, because they did the live-ish action Berenstain Bears one.
Oh, he did the G.I. Joe TV series as well. He was doing a lot of shit back then.
Yeah, dude. You know who did a lot of Rainbow voice acting Bright? Work?
Because he played Flint's kid, right? Or not Flint's kid.
It doesn't really. It says Bobby. Yeah. He played Bobby.
It was one of the...
God
yeah.
damn it, Bobby.
God damn it, Bobby.
Don't look at me. Look at the ball, stupid. What?
propane. Ugh.
Propane. Smurfs. This kid was all over the place.
Hanna-Barbera for sure, yo.
Yeah.
Check. Look at it tripped me out. IMDb'd because a while back I marathon Boy Meets World with Jen, and I was like, "Fuck, man, what are these people doing now?" So like Corey's friend,
Sean,
did a lot of
porn,
yeah. like just single episode TV shows, like jumping in on stuff. But his older brother did a shit ton of voice work.
Wasn't his
like a legit shit ton all over DC, Marvel?
Was there Lawrence in that one? Right.
Yes.
It was the middle. Sean's brother's best friend was
in college when they went to college. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So was Lawrence
Oh yeah, he Eric? Really did. Holy Eric crap! Matthews? You're talking about Will Friedle.
Friedle. Yeah.
Friedle.
Yeah.
He did Batman Beyond, Kim Possible.
Yeah, he was
yeah.
Terry.
He was yeah. Terry McGinnis.
Yeah.
Transformers.
So much.
Yeah, he did a lot of stuff. Yeah.
Like so much.
Marvel's his voice The is, Avengers, yeah, his Hulk voice and the is very Agents of Smash.
Yeah.
That's what made me think of it, too, when I was watching it, like, later on, obviously. I was like, fuck, like, he sounds so familiar. I know he's been doing shit. So when I IMDb'd him, just
Oh, he did the new Thundercats, too.
Yeah, he was Lionel, right?
Yeah. Yep. That's weird.
Yeah, because I thought Mr. Yeah. Sweeney would be really proud that he became Batman. Like,
fuck yeah, dude.
He was a loser.
Right.
Feeney was always all over him.
He tried hard.
He tried hard.
Yeah, I mean, he impressed an old codger. I mean, he did save his life, technically.
Mm-hmm.
Getting the pails.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know. That's all you have to do. If you see an old guy dying of, like, pain, get him his pills. He might be Batman.
Yeah.
You could be Batman, too.
Yeah.
And anyone can be Batman in the Batman Beyond suit. It's the mental thing that you have to worry about. Yeah. Because physically, I mean.
Physically, you're taken care of.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't think they'll have a suit big enough for me, though.
Like, yeah, resize, remember? Because remember how big Bruce was down to Terry?
Does it go to a 3X? Because I think it stops at 2X. It's basically department store rules bullshit. Like, you only get to 2X.
You have to go to those specialty stores that always have XL.
Yeah, you have to go buy the fat guy fucking section at JCPenney's.
Get the bat girdle.
Bat girdle.
Right next to the shark repellent.
Yeah.
Speaking of Batman v Superman, thanks for bringing it up, Joe.
Ooh, rated R Blu-ray.
Yep.
Weird, yeah. Right?
So this is the thing. Rated R Blu-ray, and it says because of violence. How violent could it possibly be? We see
They intercut Deadpool.
Just murdering people? But think about
No. Like they take the Deadpool movie and then they just like put it in.
It's a whole different studio. Like, you so get be like, weird.
No, it'd be super weird, but that's weird how they get the R deal. Rating.
But,
and that's how they get people to actually like it, probably.
We were talking about last night, like the impact that Deadpool had. We talked about last week too, but like we were talking about last night, like the fact that they're making the third Wolverine movie is going to be based on Mark Miller's Old Man Logan. I think it's
and they wanted to shoot shitty. For an eight of rated R.
Yeah,
on
they're
that.
Shooting for rated R, which makes sense because I mean he murders the shit out of people.
But
the thing is, everybody he fights, if you look through it, they can't get
no.
They can't have,
get the Hulk family.
They can't have Kingpin.
Nope.
They can't have Red Skull. They can't have Hulk.
Spider-Man.
They can't have Spider-Man. They can't have Hawkeye.
Captain America, Iron yep. Man. I mean, they weren't all in it, but at least their suits were in it or the shield was in yeah. it. Like, they have all this iconic
they
shit.
They can't
in
mention
the
them. They can't thing. Actually yeah. use them by name.
Yeah.
So, like, they have just the X-Men, but if you guys don't know the story already, he murders all of them.
Whoa, buddy.
Someone didn't put their phone on vibrate.
Mike. My phone's
always on vibrate.
So, I was thinking about this, the Blu-ray being rated R for violence. How much more violent can it possibly get to be a rated R?
Well, it would have to show like a lot blood. Of blood.
Yeah, like yeah. because like violence itself, it has to be like violence and gore.
Yeah,
because like is Superman ripping people apart? Like, what's going to be happening?
It shouldn't be, and that's one of the problems you're going to have is that is if it's going to be rated R for violence, it can't be like Superman ripping people in half or Batman, you know, chucking fucking batarangs
at through people, yeah,
through people and sitting there going, "No, he's sleeping." You know, it's gonna have to be not Darkseid,
Doomsday.
Doomsday.
But like, is it because Doomsday
ripping people in half?
Like, yeah, but like, the thing I thought is like, how much more violent can it get other than blood than the part in that first real trailer we saw where Batman snapped a dude's neck?
But there's no blood.
Yeah, no, but it's like that's visually dying on screen. But I'm like, how much more violent could it possibly get other than the gore to be a rated R? Like, Deadpool did a lot of things to become rated R. Have titties, have, well, snatch and penis fucking everywhere.
Maybe that's part of it. You language. Actually see full penetration with the Superman scene.
Superman and Lois Lane getting fucking bathtub sex.
Yeah, you know, she's blast through her got back. A fucking, yeah, couple of ribs broken.
He's like, yeah, it'll heal. She's like, no, well, I'm crippled. He's like, that means you're better flexibly.
that's gross.
Yeah, so it's interesting that the Dawn of Justice Ultimate Edition Blu-ray, which they're already planning, which makes sense. I mean, big movies like that always plan that stuff ahead of time, but like,
right.
Is rated R? Like, I was like, I don't know why. I know why they're not doing it in theaters.
And how long? They said how long that the cut was supposed to be.
It's 151 minutes. Right. So it's 2 hours and 31 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, for the movie itself.
Yeah, but did they say what the rated R is?
No, they didn't say what rated R is. Yeah, right now we only know that the theatrical release is 151 minutes. So 2 hours, 31 minutes.
I think what happens is the end credits on the Blu-ray is just going to be obviously the credits scrolling, but in the background porn.
Just
this
but
is
not
how
like
we made
nothing
it rated
else
R.
is different.
It's just, not just full. It's like that close up of genitals just mashing together yeah. porn. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, just pat pat, and you're like, yeah.
Not
yeah.
even the best kind. Okay.
No, it's yeah. literally just close
it's
up.
That part
of
you
like,
fast forward.
It's a, yeah, like
sloppy,
oh, this is too
hairy
close.
Vagina
this is
just
too
getting
close.
Rammed. Like, it's yeah, it's bad news. You can't tell whose genitals are what. Like, it's just it's not even HD. It's like that. Like pixelized. You
oh,
know,
so
like,
it's like the old timey when you didn't quite get HBO,
yeah.
but you kind of got it. And so it's like wavy out.
Yeah,
and
like,
you're
like,
oh, cleared out. And I saw today.
Yeah, it's like,
but,
I think that was a titty. It was a nipple. I can't tell if it was male or female.
But at the bottom of the screen, you see Batman, Superman, and Wonder Woman doing Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Like
they're
silhouettes.
They're just sitting there talking about it.
With Doomsday sitting there?
It's a cross between Mystery Science Theater.
Whoa.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Had an
it's a cross
there.
Between Mystery Science Theater. Dave's old porn, and then of course Batman Superman.
And that new show on Comedy Central, you said the Not Safe for Work one.
I haven't seen it yet.
Is that the one with the chick?
No. Well, that's the yeah, but no, it's the new one where I can't remember what it's called. But it basically they have people giving porn stars directions during scenes.
Really?
Yeah.
When is that on?
It aired. I think it was last night after Tosh.
So like super late at night.
No, like 9:30.
Oh, for you.
Well, no, like for me, it's like 6:30.
Oh, well, that's weird.
Because right? Tosh is on fairly early for the most part. But yeah, like because Tosh used to be before South Park.
That's right.
So like it's like the 10 o'clock hour, you know, the 9 whatever. But I was like, I watched the clip on I think it was on Comedy Central's either Facebook or Twitter or whatever, and it was basically I can't remember which comedian it was. But he's like, all right, now lift your left knee and talk about math. And you see like the scene what? Where the guy's like doing her from behind. Yeah, it's super fucking weird. It was so I was like, is this an actual show or are we being punked right now? I was like, is it April 1st?
It is a show now.
Yeah.
I'd watch it.
Well yeah, of course. You get to see almost full penetration.
Mike's all about full penetration.
Comedy Central has some weird shows that are coming out.
Oh, for
Idiot
sure.
Idiot Sitter. What do you guys think about that one?
I don't know about that one.
It's made in the same like vein as Workaholics.
Yeah, it seems like they're really going after that like stoner comedy. Because did you guys ever watch Workaholics?
Yeah, I watch all the time.
It's funny.
Yeah,
or at least it can be. It's not
some of it gets a little
super amazing, but there is yeah that it can be pretty decent. And then I've never watched Broad City, but it doesn't really appeal to me. So
I
don't know what
part of it
gender or group that they're going after there.
Hannibal Buress is all over that show though.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, that's where like he started becoming popular because of that.
Yeah,
which like, is weird to me. Like you'd think that the two girls that it's about would be the ones getting popular, which they are popular, but not Hannibal Buress popular.
Well, all they're doing is Broad City, though. You know, Hannibal Buress was.
Yeah.
Hannibal Buress got that nice spot on that show. He comes in, be's funny, and then goes. So he probably only works on it 1-2 days a week, tops, and then goes out and does fucking amazing comedy specials. So.
Yeah.
That's called the Kramer spot. You come in, be funny, and leave. You're not expected to carry the show. You know, you don't have any
room. Hopefully he doesn't go full Kramer.
Well, he's allowed to.
Is he allowed to?
Yeah. He's black.
He's black, so.
Well, I mean, but then he would just have to be racist against, or say something racist against white people.
He's mixed, isn't he?
Can't really be racist against white people.
I mean, you can.
White people don't really have anything to complain about. We're good.
Bullshit. I can't. No, okay, fair enough. Fair enough. Fair enough. Yeah, I don't even see this TV show on here that you,
right
that you are talking of. You sure you weren't on like Skinemax or HBO?
No, I was on my fucking iPad.
Sure you weren't on like some porn website?
I'm pretty sure I was not.
Are you positive?
Nope.
Because again, I'm not seeing this weird mythical unicorn show that
you're
talking about.
It's called Not Safe for Work, right?
I think that might be the Nikki Glaser show.
The Nikki Glaser show. Where did it go? Not Safe with Nikki Glaser was that show. So, I mean, you have other shows on here that I don't really know. Review.
No, you know Review. It's the Andy Daly one where he's a reviewer of things. And instead of reviewing products and services, he reviews like other people's jobs. Experiences and stuff.
That sounds like a horrible show.
Oh, it's fucking awful.
Moonbeam City. When is that show coming back? It's fucking hilarious.
That show's so goddamn good.
Awesome. Meltdown with Jonah and Kumal.
Yeah, it's the one they do in the at the Nerdist at the comic book shop.
I've never seen it.
Really?
I don't watch Sci-Fi Channel. Yeah, the whole Comedy Central much.
That premise is cool because what it is, it's established comedians go in and they do untested like material that's like super like it could be anything they want, and it's like it can be non-formatical. So like they just go in and do whatever they want, like. What's his face from mustache guy from Parks and Recs?
I don't watch Parks and Rec. I've seen it, but I don't.
You know,
Ron Swanson.
I can't
remember. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
The guy plays the guy who the actual actor.
Nick Offerman.
He goes on and he does this song called My Handkerchief.
Okay.
And it's literally his jerk off handkerchief. He talks about how like it's stiff and he wouldn't touch it. Like all these, literally, that's what he does. It's so fucking weird.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
He was on an episode of Gilmore Girls. Everyone did an episode of Gilmore Girls.
That's actually a true statement.
That's probably a true statement. I do feel like I have to revoke a man card from you, though.
Why?
Because you watch Gilmore Girls.
So?
Just saying.
Fuck your face.
Fuck your face. Fuck your couch.
Oh.
By the way, you want to buy a couch?
It's fucked free.
Did you fuck it?
No.
Then no.
Okay, you want to buy the other couch then?
Oh, I don't ever want to.
That one's a goddamn prude.
Oh no, one's a nice automatic, you know, recliner. It's leather.
Why are you selling couches?
My parents are getting rid of some of their couches.
The one that keeps fucking.
Yeah, they're like, we're just gonna have to get rid of these, Joe.
We are not made of couches.
If anybody out there in Audio Land wants to buy a couch.
Joe, fuck couch. Joe, fuck couch.
Post it to Cody because I won't see it. It's Facebook. I don't Facebook.
We're not Craigslist, motherfucker. Stop it.
Yeah, go use Craigslist. That's an actual thing.
Someone in like a couple of years is gonna listen to this and be all like, oh, "I'm gonna use a couch.
You need a couch."
Hey, Joe, you still got that couch?
You still
you
got
fucked
that couch?
Cause this shit's on forever.
Be like, no, I don't.
I can't find it now.
It's a mythical show. I don't see it listed anywhere in. This is not happening. What's that?
Oh, that one's a fantastic
that
show too.
Good.
So that's another stand-up show. They go on and they tell real air quotes stories that happen to them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like it's pretty much uncensored. They do whatever they want.
Nice.
And the host, he's super hilarious. He talks about weed all the time. Talking about like
Duncan Trussell.
What?
Duncan Trussell.
Oh, so I can make up names too.
That's his show. This is not happening?
No.
It's not Duncan Trussell?
No.
Who is it?
Some
this
other guy?
Is not happening.
It has his name in it.
As Comedy Central loads here, Henry Rollins and Dan.
Well, Henry Rollins
was
on
the show.
Eric Schaefer?
Yeah, that's
Ari Schaefer.
Yeah,
Ari
Schaefer.
That's
bad. He talks
it's the two Joe Rogan buddies.
Yeah.
I always get them mixed up.
But he talks about a story that about one of those guys where they went, like, he would not name the fighter, but they were on, they were out and about, and like he wanted to pick up a hooker. And like, so went to this party, like this place where the hookers be, and like this super like unattractive fat hooker would like was falling around like, hey, why don't you know this? So she gets in the car with him and like goes back to the hotel. Like, it's just, you have to watch it. It's super hilarious. That show is amazing.
All right, I won't watch it
because they literally say whatever they want.
Yeah, it's not a stand-up routine, they just tell stories. Yeah. But because they're stand-up comedians, like, it's a lot funnier than like just your buddy telling a story.
Fair enough.
Yeah, they're pretty goddamn ridiculous.
Yeah, no, let's see. What's Big Time in Hollywood, Florida?
That was the the one from Ben Stiller. He produced it. He was actually in a couple episodes too, I guess.
That's kind of badass.
Yeah. Pee Wee Herman's Big Holiday. I can't believe Netflix is putting that on the same day as Daredevil Season 2 day.
You know you're going to watch both of it.
Yeah, but I mean, 13 hours of that day is going to be wasted on, well, not wasted, but used up on Daredevil. So like, I have to try to figure, like, I kind of want to pace myself with Season 2 of Daredevil.
I'll have it done by Saturday night.
I know you will. I want to. I will
have it done
September-ish.
Yeah.
I want to. I'm not saying I probably will, but I want to like do like two episodes a day. So try to like go, like make it last for like 2 weeks, but probably not going to happen. Because like, you're going to get to one of those episodes where it's like, so good, you're just going to like watch the next, and it's always going to be that second episode. And then the next one's going to be like something, it's going to be awesome. And you're like, oh, well, I'm only three, and I'll just watch one more, and it's just one less day.
You're going to get to that point where you're like, oh, fuck, you know, I'm going to stop it after this one. And then all of a sudden, like, it's going to be the first time Elektra shows up. And you're like, I got to see where this is going.
Like, when Styx showed up, I was like, well, I guess I got to go to the next episode and see what's going on with this. Because it seems like these are a two-parter.
Yeah, it's all so a single-parter, pretty much.
Yeah, it's just talking to somebody. You're like, who's that somebody? Let's watch the next episode. And then
they're going to tell me, and they never tell you who it is.
And then fucking Punisher is going to kill people.
Yeah.
A lot of people.
Oh, he's going to kill so many people.
I mean, they show, like, he kills a lot of people just in that. Like,
see that little teaser of him walking up out of the darkness?
With the fucking mask?
The mask. Oh, that was a mask.
Badass. Yeah.
It's so dope.
I wonder if the last episode of the season he's going to get a skull on a shirt.
I hope so. They kind of allude to it. Like
she holds up the x-ray. Which I think is Matt's x-ray. Because he gets fucked up.
And then John Bernthal's all like, I'm going to take that x-ray. And he takes it to a t-shirt place. Like, make me 1,000 of them.
They're going to get black. Shot up.
All schmedium.
All schmedium.
That guy looks real
tough. Like, no, because he has to have the bulletproof vest underneath the all armor.
Large.
Ish. No, he wants him to he wants to look like he's super buff, so the schmedium works out well. Just he's gonna like stretch it out, fat guy in a little shirt. He sings that every time he gets put on.
And then he looks all super buff when he gets the shirt on.
He's like, oh,
and rearranges everything and just like puts it all together.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's dope. Season.
What day is that?
March 18th. Friday, March 18th. Which was the original, the second release date for Batman v Superman. Because originally they were on the same day as Civil War, but then they moved it. And then tentatively, they hadn't officially announced yet that was going to be the release date, was the March 18th. And then they changed it to like the week after. Not because of Daredevil, it's just funny that it happened to be like that day, Daredevil, they announce it. And then they're like, oh no, our release date's this day.
No, I'm pretty sure that they moved it.
Because they put the poster up, and that's when they used the poster for the first time.
Yeah, somebody heard about it and was like, whoa, we can't go up against Daredevil. That's an amazing online show.
Did you notice how like drastically different the posters, the newer posters are for Batman v Superman, with like the bright red logo in the bluish sky versus like the super dark close-ups? And like,
they probably got complaints. No. It's too dark and gritty and...
Fucking hate that complaint. It's too dark and gritty.
Well, it's because those people are dumb.
People complained about that with Man of Steel. Yeah. They were like, it's not very bright. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Like a comic book? You expected like bright colors here and there? I mean,
well, it's the same people who complain about Deadpool because they're like, why is he so goofy?
I haven't heard any complaints about Deadpool.
Oh, my God, dude.
Then again, I don't really read reviews on the internet.
Did I tell you about the Syrian guy the Russian guy who was upset that they hired a Syrian to play Colossus?
No.
So funny. Really? He was ranting and raving when they announced who it was, because the guy who did the mocap was not the guy who did the voice.
Okay, I assumed it was.
No, the guy who did the mocap They did his face did that, yeah. for that. But they like the guy who did the walking around was just a guy with like a head extension thing on because he's not nearly.
No, he didn't have a head extension thing on.
The guy who did the mocap.
Yeah, he didn't have a head extension thing. He had platform shoes.
No, they showed him. He had a helmet on that like made his like. Thing.
Nope. Pulled a picture. I pulled it up on Chive this morning.
Anyways, Chive. He was upset because it wasn't a Russian, and I was like, that seems dumb. The guy's just doing a voice. I mean,
then who did the voice then?
A Syrian guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He was hired later, like after filming. Because if you go back and look at some of the original pictures of Colossus, he looked a little different.
Yeah.
And then the later final version, we actually saw him in motion. He looked the way he did.
Right there. He's wearing platforms.
Well, that's a different picture than what I saw. The one where Deadpool was standing there looking at him, and he's like looking above his head because there's a thing. And the guy's not near that. Well, I can't really tell how tall that guy is with the platforms on.
Well, yeah. The first time I saw that picture, I was like, God damn, that guy's tall. And then I realized he's wearing platforms. And I'm like, somebody stole Gene Simmons' shoes.
But not his tongue.
Oh, no, because nobody could steal that.
Nope.
That lady pleaser.
Ugh. Ugh. God, that was disgusting.
You know you liked it.
Yeah, I did. Oh, he looks like Spawn in that picture. I'm going through the pictures now. Sorry.
Who looked like Spawn?
Deadpool. That top picture?
Oh, yeah, because it's all CG, but it's not colored in. No, yeah.
Looks like Spawn. Because it's just because of the, it looks like white. Spawn has the white, the big old white eyes.
Dude, the CG, everything done in that movie was so amazing.
It was pretty goddamn terrific, yeah.
Yeah. I like there's a GIF in that pictures. Set there that they showed the explosion, you know, where he hops onto the wing of that airplane and what's her name shoots him up.
Negasonic Teenage Warhead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Negasonic Teenage Warhead.
What the fuck? That's a fucking fantastic name.
No, but you see like two guys just on the side that are flapping the wings. I was like, that's hilarious.
It's not a GIF though.
No?
Mm-mm. Just a picture. Maybe you imagined it.
No, I think I tapped saw it on somewhere it. Else.
Just turns into a picture.
No, I probably saw it somewhere else.
It is fantastic though, because like, there's just two guys sitting there.
Yeah, and then they show you the other picture, and it's explosions.
Explosion, explosion, explosion. It's funny to see the previous stuff when it's all CG. Somebody,
mm-hmm.
Like, where'd it go? Like this one right here, the motorcycle guy about to get decapitated.
Dude, if you look in the lower left-hand corner, you can see him getting the wedgie.
Yeah, it's because in the hilarious. Previous one it doesn't have it. I noticed it in this one it does. In the previous one.
It's fucking hilarious. That opening scene was just absolutely amazing.
I was Kevin Smith had mentioned something about that, like the Tim Miller's, he's calls him the kid Tim Miller,
mm-hmm.
The director of Deadpool, how it's his first theatrical movie or first directorial movie in general. Yeah. But what I didn't know is he owns Blur Studios.
What's that?
Blur Studios is the company who does a lot of the cinematics, one of which was that one the one for the prequel Dark Knight game, Batman game, not
prequel Dark Knight Batman,
not Arkham game. Knight, the one before that one. It was like the one that took place before Origins? Arkham Origins, yeah,
the really so the shitty one,
yeah, the one that the game nobody liked, the cinematic where it was like the aging of Bruce Wayne,
yeah,
like that one. His company did that, like Blur Studios did. That cinematic, not the game.
No,
yeah. Those commercials. So, the commercials were 100 times better than the game.
Yeah,
because
I remember
the commercials were fucking badass. Yeah,
company.
Oh my, because that scene right there you're talking about, yeah, where it slowly morphs into the
it's just a shot of the CG kid's face, and it ages, and then the background changes like the murder of his parents and like him in school,
and you were like
ninjas, blah blah blah, and then it goes to him in the cowl. That was Blur Studios. That's Tim Miller's company. Because he's also one that did the cinematic openings for, like, Thor, The Dark World.
Right.
And a couple other ones. But he does, like, if you look up Blur Studios, they did a bunch of dope-ass shit. And it makes sense why his visuals were so good in that movie.
Yeah.
But they did the opening credits and the end credits for Deadpool.
Well, that's pretty badass. I hope, because I know they're announcing the next one. Is he going to be attached to it?
Right now,
I really hope so.
So. Right now, all four of them are attached. So Ryan Reynolds, Reese, and I can't remember the other guy's name. The two writers and Tim Miller are set to return. Those four are set to be making the next one. Along with, everyone else is, I'm sure, going to show up.
I would hope that they throw more X-Men in there, too.
Yeah, they'll have a bigger budget this time, which could hurt and help them, or help them. But
their website is just Deadpool.
Yeah.
No, I mean, literally, like, it's freaking Deadpool sitting in a theater.
And then you have to click on the seat, one of the seats or something like that.
Reserved for you. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, if you use Google Blur Studios, like, look what they did. Like, it's pretty dope. They've done a lot of cool shit. It just seems weird. Like, not weird, but it seems like
Knights of the Fallen Empire Sacrifice.
Yeah.
Dishonored 2. Wow.
Yeah.
They do a lot of cool shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I thought it was pretty interesting. Like, going from that one, Kevin Smith said, he's like, it makes sense because that movie plays like a video game does, you know, which, like, the actions is kind of like
it really
like
does, yeah,
over the top, but like in a controlled mayhem way, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like it makes perfect sense because, like, you know, he did a really good job with that action and everything. But yeah, yeah, I thought it was pretty interesting. Other news we were going to talk about: X-Men Apocalypse, the Cyclops. He's going to be playing Wade Watson, Spielberg's production of Ready Player One, which is an amazing book.
It is an amazing book.
Now, speaking of that, Mike's not going to be able to chime in on this because he hasn't read either of them.
Yeah.
But Ernest Klein has two books. Well, technically has three books, but one's about him, which is super weird.
Wait, what?
Here's yeah, being book? Ernest Klein. He wrote a book about being himself.
Is that on Amazon?
World. Yeah.
Is it a Kindle book?
I think so, yeah.
What was it called again?
Being Ernest Klein.
Is it like Being John Malkovich?
Kind of, yeah.
Where Charlie Sheen goes into his head.
Yeah. But
Tiger Blood, Tiger Blood, Tiger Blood.
Warlock, HIV, Warlock, Warlock.
Oh. Topical. Oh, anyways,
sorry, guys.
So he has two books, Ready Player One, which is fantastic, obviously everyone's book. Real big one, and then he has Armada, which is phenomenal.
Which is actually, yeah, really not another really
Which do you prefer better?
That's a really tough question. I would honestly have to say it's going to be Ready Player One.
Is it because of the crazy world he built, right?
It's the crazy world, and it's just how attached you become to that player. Because
yeah, he wrote Wade so well.
Maybe it's because, obviously, if Mike read it, it might be resonate different with him. But I know those games. Like, they mentioned something, and
you can picture it. Like, you can see it in your head. Like,
yeah.
it revolves around our world. It's like in our universe, but it's like, he does such a good job. He doesn't have to describe what an X-Wing looks like.
No, because you instinctively know what
that is. And
so
you see him flying in an X-Wing. You're like, oh, shit, that's dope. And even the stuff that you don't, like, he makes up, like, his base on the, like, his headquarters on the asteroid, you, like, automatically picture all those things that you see, like, all those different ones. I did the same thing for Armada, but, like, then you start, like, when he's talking about in his hangar on his headquarters, he has all the different ships, like Millennium Falcon and the X-Wing and blah, blah, blah. He has the...
He doesn't have to describe that stuff. You know what that stuff is.
What's the I can't think of the name right now from Battlestar Galactica.
I didn't really watch Battlestar Galactica. Oh, talking about the Vipers?
Viper, yeah. He talks about the Viper and stuff like that. I was like, oh, like, in my head, I was like picturing like Jay Leno's type of garage. Is like
and it's
geek
just
ships all the way
stuff.
Down. Oh, so dope.
The other thing about it is that you would obviously want that stuff. Like, if that
happened,
you would totally be into it. I know I would. I mean, that would be absolutely awesome. I own the Millennium Falcon, and you're just flying around in the universe. Of course, it would suck, you know, because it's only VR immersion.
Yeah, but a suit, like the suit he had, though.
But the suit that, the technology that he has.
The haptic suit and stuff.
Is absolutely amazing,
The book is so well done. That's why I think they're going to ruin it with a movie. Not that Spielberg's going to ruin it. It's just like
they're going to take
way
a lot
can,
of stuff.
Yeah, there's no way you can get the feel you get from that. Like, not talk. There are feels.
Well, you're going to have to cut a lot of stuff, is what you're getting.
So much
because
stuff.
Because are they going to be able to get the rights to do Star Wars? Maybe.
Yeah, because
are they
going
to get the
right?
rights to
is
do.
It Fox?
Was
it Warner Brothers? Who's doing that one?
I actually don't know. What else? You had World of Warcraft in there.
You had stuff like Steam from
Steam,
or Valve, because you have Portal, they talk about. Like, everything in the world, like
King's Quest and
King's
what was
Quest,
the what
like,
was the one with that where you won all the different not trophies but it was the contest
Zork?
One no it was the contest one that
which one
where they won like actual gold
like the medals and stuff I can't remember what it's called I know what you're talking about
something quest
but there's a lot of stuff
I mean you'll be able to get stuff that is out of copyright. But there's just so much more
public domain stuff.
Public domain stuff, yeah. But there's just so much more stuff that.
And that's the cool thing about the book.
You're not going to be able to get.
Or the easy thing about the book is the book, you can mention all of that because it is popular culture.
Yeah.
But you're not using the copyrighted
visuals.
You're
using your imagination.
Yeah, like you're seeing
in your
head. Instead
of actually viewing, you know.
Because you can use, in a book, you can use the names of anything you want ever made. You cannot use them in your story.
Yeah.
Like you can't write a Star Wars book, but you can mention Luke Skywalker all the live long day.
Yeah.
But you cannot try to write a Star Wars, you can try to write a Star Wars book, but you can't sell that property because you're
making money off
it,
of something
that's
already owned by somebody else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was thinking about, like, I think we even talked about it. Armada would make such a better standalone movie.
Yes.
Than Ready Player One would.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, Ready Player One should be made.
Oh yeah.
Just not a movie. I mean, not even three movies. Because the second movie would just be him in the game. You know what I mean?
Would you want? Because I was thinking more along the lines of a TV show.
Yeah, easily.
But an AMC TV show, something that's gonna do it properly, not like a CBS, not like a.
Oh yeah, no, you need like. And it's funny because like
it's
not
that's gonna let
a
person that created
it, yeah,
is gonna do
like
it.
Like a Frank Darabont fucking shoot a little girl.
And you don't need like an HBO type thing. Not, you know, that type of graphic or anything. So it's something that you could do on standard cable, not really cut out a whole lot.
Yeah.
Except for the stuff you can't get rights to.
Yeah, it's getting rights thing that's going to suck because there's a lot of music, a shit ton of music in both of them, but especially in Ready Player One.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Armada has the playlist, but in Ready Player One, they use music as a reference for things he has to go do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, that's going to be a tough thing. Like, you'd have, like,
but even
Disney had a hard time getting the stuff they got for Wreck-It Ralph.
Yeah.
Like, with Mario and Q-Bert and all that stuff. Like, this would be
even
fucking harder. Like, Disney's a big company.
Because what are you going to do? Because there's at a point where he goes into an arcade, and he just mentions that all these arcade games. And are you going to get rights to all those games?
Yeah, dude. Like, because even if you don't mention them, if you mention them, it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
If you visually see them, that's a fucking powder keg of money.
Yeah.
Like, the budget for that movie is going to be, like, $4 billion to pay for all that shit you have to get. I'm not even joking you. Like,
no.
How many different trees you have to fucking burn down to make money to give these people? Like, our national debt wouldn't pay for that fucking shit.
Oh, hell no.
It's ridiculous. It's the thought of it, because a lot of it's older stuff, but it's still owned by people.
My hope is that there would be, and obviously it wouldn't happen, but my hope would be that these companies are just like, you know, you're paying homage to what we're doing.
Yes, because it's not like they're making a Star Wars movie.
Exactly. They're literally saying, you know, this is awesome stuff. This is the stuff that we created inside of this gaming world.
Yeah.
So, you know, can we just use it for this?
Yeah, like they did with Wreck-It Ralph. He didn't go play Mario Kart or Super Mario.
It was just something
you saw
that was
the characters there, you know what I mean?
Or character walking by.
Street Fighter, you saw Zangief and things like that, and Bison.
Right.
Which
was hilarious.
Yeah. I mean, you saw him, but it wasn't about that. You know what I mean? So, like, it'd be interesting to see. Like, it'd be nice if they all played together.
Spielberg does have some clout, too. I mean,
it's Spielberg. I mean, it's like, you're not sending fucking, you know, Joe Schmo in there.
No.
But, I mean, the thing, though, is like we were talking about with Wolverine, that would be a different ballgame because then you're using those characters
that are actively being used
exactly.
in other things.
So, like, yes, having an X-Wing actively used in your movie is kind of like in the same realm, but not the same scope. Like, he's just flying it.
I think
they could easily change it where it just sits there.
The big difference, too, is that you're going to, obviously, in Old Man Logan, you're going to kill the Hulk.
Yeah. There's quite a few of them.
Yeah.
But it means that you're
going to turn him into a bad guy and you're going to confuse people.
They already do. I mean, people are confused why there's three Hulks and, like, there's actually technically only two, but only one counts and whatever. Unless you talk about the old one, there's four. But no one ever confuses Lou Ferrigno's Hulk for Edward Norton.
It's going to fall into that.
Ever.
Yeah, no. It's going to fall into that, like, is this part of Marvel's thing? Like, where does this fall within the Avengers and all that shit?
With Spider-Man. The difference is Marvel technically is making that Spider-Man movie.
Yes.
With Sony.
Yeah.
So, like, Sony is, like, here, but it's Marvel's Spectacular Spider-Man distributed by Sony, and Sony gets a shit ton of money.
Interesting thought on that. Does that then go towards Sony using the character so that they can still retain the rights to it?
Yes. Yeah, so the deal is they retain the rights, but they give Marvel licensed, or they give Marvel usage of it. Okay. So he can be in Civil War and anything else. The deal is they make their movie. Like, so they help make Spectacular Spider-Man, but Sony gets the majority of everything.
Okay.
So they distribute it, so they get all that money.
Yeah.
Marvel just gets a wee bit of it. They're going to get a wee bit of it anyways because they own Spider-Man. Yeah. They just don't own the movie version of Spider-Man, but they still get money for it
because
it's an intellectual property that's theirs.
Yeah. Anyway.
That's why they also get final say in what happens for the most part. Like, they can't, they have to go to them and say, hey, so our next Spider-Man movie, he's going to be a dog, and he's going to be a transsexual dog. So that's Spider-Man. Marvel goes, nope. Because they have that right. See, that's how that works. No, I'm not even joking. You're like,
I know. No, well,
Sony made a transsexual dog.
Bro Spider-Man. Boobs just jumped into my head.
Tranny in law. So they get final say what they can do and what they can't do.
Mm-hmm.
But they can't stop them from making.
Yeah.
You know, they can't say like, oh, hey, they don't get final script say. They just can say yes, you can't do this with him. You can't make him. I mean, actually, they could go as far as saying, hey, he has one robotic arm. Like, they can't stop him from doing that. But they can't do something like that where it would change the character.
Right.
Because then you're not Spider-Man, you're Spider-Dog thing. Which could sell to a certain crowd. Yeah, you would.
I'd watch Spider-Dog thing.
It's the Amazing Spider-Dog thing.
Ooh, I don't know if amazing. You might not be able to do that.
Spectacular.
Might be like enthusiastic dog spider dog thing might be the thing.
It's the overly active overly spider active dog thing.
Yep.
In this issue, we get him neutered.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the not so overly reactive.
Doc Ock does it.
Oh,
Doc Cat.
Yeah.
Because cats are evil fucks.
I think we should make this comic, guys.
Speaking of issues. Comics,
Spider Pig could be the alternate universe version. One of the alternate
Spider Ham, doing things that spiders can with ham.
Anyway,
speaking of comics, you said
This has nothing to do with the comics. Kind of does. Guillermo del Toro. It has been announced that he is not directing Pac Rim 2.
But do you know who is?
No, I don't.
The showrunner of Spartacus and Daredevil, Stephen S. DeKnight.
So there's going to be a lot of dongs and boobies all over the place?
Could be.
And hallway fight scenes.
And hallway fight scenes. It's interesting.
Giant robots.
He's never directed anything. I mean, granted, going to Pacific Rim 2 is not a, oh my God, he's doing Titanic. You know, it's not a huge property. But it's weird that he's giving up Rain. Like, they met and Guillermo, he just has too much he's going on, so he doesn't want to leave Pac Rim 2 to go away. This is a good way of doing it, but he's still producing and all that fun stuff, and I think he's doing script stuff for it too. But it's interesting to see Stephen DeKnight, who, not that he doesn't know how directing works, I mean, he's a showrunner, so like he knows a lot about how it works, but it's weird to see like that's where he goes.
Well, I mean, you see weird transitions from like you've seen stuntmen go into directing, you've seen
music video directors, yeah. And we've been riding a wave of directors that are coming out of nowhere.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Dan Trachtenberg comes to mind.
And then some of them just crashing and burning drastically.
But some of them being fucking amazing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, I think it comes from they want. There's a slow movement right now of letting creative people do creative stuff, but then there's also part of it is people, studios, the big names don't want to pay the established people
the Spielberg
what they
amounts
would,
of money, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, what they would get for something like that. But I mean, for the most part, I think it's worked out. But I mean, again, you look at what he was. I'd never seen Spartacus. People say it was good. It was on for a while. But Daredevil season 1 was fucking amazing.
I mean, he took over season 1 from Drew Goddard.
Right.
But he showrun almost the whole thing, I think. And he's obviously full. I mean, from what I've seen in the trailer for season two, he's doing a pretty good job. Like, he knows stuff, and he's a big comic nerd.
And if I'm not mistaken, Del Toro had the say on who directed it, right?
Yeah.
So if he gives, he was like, yeah.
Well, yeah, they met. They met, and he said, yeah. Because he wanted to make sure he
already established the world. We already know what the world is. You know what I mean? Like, well,
yeah.
I just mean the universe in which the movie takes place.
The feel of it, the look of it.
We know what it looks like. We know what the monsters kind of, obviously you can change that up. We know what the machines look like. Obviously you can change it up, but you have the ideal. You have the feel for it. So it's not like this dude is stepping into Guillermo del Toro's ideal that he's never seen before.
He's not picking up his shoes and just going,
"Yeah,
I could do this," and throwing it. He's Del Toro's all about it.
But I'm interested what the story is going to be like. Has there been any leaks on that? Like, what the premise is? It still taking place on Earth? Is it taking place
as of right now? He does not have an actual script.
But you know that fool has an outline.
But I mean, you got to remember, like, before Pac Rim came out, we literally had no idea what that movie was about, other than giant robots fighting giant monsters.
Like, which
we had,
sold me.
Well, easily. Yeah. I mean, Del Toro's name.
Where he picks up a ship.
And fucking bats him with it, right?
Yeah. As soon as I saw that, I was all like, let me pre-order the Blu-ray. I'm good. Let's do this.
He said pre-order Blu-ray. It's interesting.
I wasn't buying things on iTunes then, Cody.
Yeah, but he said pre-order a Blu-ray. Like, who fucking does that?
I've done it.
You've done it.
What?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, I know, but like, that's dumb.
It was a couple years ago. Things changed.
Things
changed, sir.
Star Trek? Into Darkness, I think? No. First one. It was the first one. Because I remember the pre-order was that black and white split image of the ship going through the hyperspace. Which is the cover, like the original poster cover thing. It doesn't matter.
You see it, cool shit.
Yeah.
I know.
Don't get cool shit when you pre-order it on iTunes.
No.
Except you get it early. That's pretty cool.
But even if you buy the physical copy now, you're not getting cool shit.
We've talked about it before.
We have talked about that before.
The garbage state that fucking physical media is in.
Yeah. Started with PC games and has just slowly...
Oh, speaking of physical media, before I forget, not to cut you off. We were talking about the Amazon Prime 20% off new games and stuff.
Yes.
There's some details that now that's fully out that were incorrect from people posting about it. Because, Amazon, to find information about stuff is weirdly located sometimes.
Seriously.
About their deals. Like,
seriously.
You can't just click on Prime and like get what you want. You have to go into your menu. About anyways.
Yeah.
So I was like, hey, I haven't ordered the Division yet.
Okay.
So I was like, I don't like physical media, mainly because I'm lazy and I don't want to put a disc in and out because I play too many games. And I was like, ugh. Like yesterday, I was like gonna play Siege.
Mm-hmm.
I had to take Just Cause out. I was like, "Oh, it's such a pain in the ass."
It really can be. It's more of an inconvenience of
you guys.
No,
ridiculously fucking lazy right now.
Hold on,
it's not really being. It's not really being lazy, but I know what you're talking about because you sit down, and for me, I have to wear headphones because of the other people that I live with.
I don't give a fuck about anybody else.
You don't give a fuck about anybody else. But you sit down, you're all prepared to do it, and you load it up, and you realize, oh, fuck, there's a Blu-ray in there. I wanted to play Fallout 4, but there's a Blu-ray in there. Fuck, okay, so I have to, go find the disc. I have to
stand up and take off my headphones.
No, you have to find the disc. You have to look for it, because heaven forbid that
the case is right there.
The previous person that was using it doesn't put the case right there. Because they're idiots, which has happened before.
Which is what I did yesterday, because when we went through my games to see if you wanted to borrow my PS4 games, I was taking that stack out, and Just Cause was on the top. But when I put it back, I didn't put it back in the same order. I just put the stack down. So it was like at the bottom. I was like, I pulled the disc out. I was like, fuck is the case at? I was like, shit. So now I have this disc, man. And I'm not smart enough to be like, either put it down label side down on like the desk. I'm like sitting holding it like an idiot.
And you're
trying to like
case.
Lift up like Kate to like, find the cases. I'm like, I got done. I was like, "Oh, I'm such an idiot." Like, it brings me back to the lazy part. Like, I'm not saying I'm not lazy. I'm definitely fucking lazy. But I was like, I was so lazy. I didn't want to set the disc down and then start rifling through boxes. I'd rather stand like a one armed idiot holding this disc, trying not to get it scratched or dirty, trying to like lift Because the way it's at, I mean, obviously these two know what it looks like here with just stacks of shit everywhere. There's like that computer monitor.
Yeah.
And then like I'm trying to like lift the boxes past it, but like with my left hand, so I'm like kind of stupid with it, you know? Like I can't function very well. I can point stuff out and like that, but I can't like actually physically do things with it because apparently it doesn't work that way. It's like, you know, fine, whatever. So I'm like holding it this way. I didn't even switch hands to use my more dominant hand. I'm like, ew, like it's so dumb.
Just and imagine him making that noise.
Literally, I get done and I was like, oh God. Like I was like, I could have just put it back in the disc. I could have set it down. Like I was like.
But the flip side to that is
digital media.
You're getting into the point where you have so much crap around here that, you know, if you add more physical media to it, it's just going to keep growing.
Yep.
Obviously. So digital media, you don't have to have that because A, you can purchase something, you play it, and then you're done with it. You can delete it off your hard drive, but you still own it. It's still there if you want to play it again. Now, I generally don't replay my games, but I've never have sold a game either.
Yeah. Mainly because you don't get your money. Like,
you don't get your money back. Yeah. No, it's not like it's an investment, you know, or anything. But I also like, you know, in the one happenstance that, you know, you want to play Borderlands, it's right there. But it's right there where I can download it.
Yep.
You know? I may need some time in advance to actually download it.
Yeah.
But connections these days are fast enough to that be maybe like 30 minutes.
Sometimes, yeah.
An hour, maybe.
Sometimes longer.
Unless it's Grand Theft Auto 5.
Right. But the point is that it's just getting to the point where I don't actually want... There used to be a time where I wanted to see, like, this was a collection that you're proud of. You know, look at all this stuff that you have. But now it's getting to the point where it's like, I don't want to see that crap anymore.
Like, the fact that like, I don't ever want to move now.
And half the time is... Oh, yeah, you.
If I move... Just because I won the lottery.
Yeah.
If I win the lottery and I move, I'm paying people to move my stuff.
I would imagine you build a house around this house.
You meant actually moving residences, not like...
Like not getting
up and walking.
Not, no,
this
no, he means
this
like,
isn't Wally. Because
you don't want to do that either. Yeah.
No.
You're right. Yeah. I'm not like Wally status. See, if you gave me one of those chairs, I would totally be Wally
but
status.
But if you won a lottery, you could be like, okay, slaves, let's
whoa,
go.
Whoa. I don't want a plantation. I would pay people to like, and not my friends. I wouldn't go, hey, Joe, hey, Mike.
No,
because
I wouldn't do
help
it.
Me move?
No.
I'll
and I'd
pay
be like,
you.
Well, I do need the money.
How much are you going to pay me?
Mike doesn't have a truck anymore, so he's fucking dead to me.
I
can get one. I'll steal one. Shit, $50. You pay
shit.
Gas? But what I'm saying, but before I lose my track again, not to cut you off, Mike, I know you want to say something. The Amazon thing does not include digital, which is
what
everyone was
about.
Reporting about originally.
But again, it's something I would imagine that they wouldn't.
Well, it's because you can't, because they don't get money for it.
Well, they don't get money, but they also have nothing to do with the digital versions of
the systems.
No, you
can buy digital games through Amazon. They
you
give you
can.
The code. It just doesn't give you the discount because... There's no.
But you're talking
cost
like PC games. I'm talking about like Xbox games.
No, that's what I'm talking about. You can buy digital Xbox games on Amazon.
Oh, you can?
Yeah. Just like you can't go to Best Buy and buy a card.
So it's literally you're essentially buying that code to go enter into your Xbox.
Yes. So they don't have physical media that they are trying to reimburse from.
That's
it's literally just a code that they say, hey, you know, hey, Xbox or PlayStation, this guy wants to buy this game. Here's the money. Send him a code. Like they just code goes like they like it's a guy in a room who has one hole on one wall and one hole on the other. Well, this one says Xbox, that one says customer, and he goes, this guy wants to buy Division, a code prints out, he literally goes and hands it to the other side.
At least it's a code prints out, because I'm just imagining like stacks of cards and this guy's like fuck, and then he's like scratching all the cards and he has to type them in and then he has to,
so
sends it out.
I bought the Division because I went on there to see what it was like. So when you click on it, the digital one does not show you any discount. I was like, okay, well, that makes sense because they don't have any stake in it. They don't have any money behind it.
It's not a physical thing they can.
So I was like, okay with it. I was like, I'm at this point in my life, I'm like, I can still just have stacks of video games, whatever, right? Hmm. Then I was like, oh, so I was looking at the details because they finally find it. You like go four pages in, and there's the details. Click here for details. Click on it. Super dope. A, you don't get any rewards or anything like that. You do like a Best Buy, but if you pay for the rewards, you know, whatever it's like. At this point,
the rewards these days are like so crappy.
Well, no, I'm talking about like because with Best Buy, if you use the Gamers Club Unlock,
oh, you're talking
you
get about
$10
those
rewards.
Okay,
yeah,
I was thinking
not the
buy from Amazon and get a free like skin. For
your character. No, that's I don't care about that stuff for the most part. But So the whole deal is if you're a Prime member, you get 20% off physical media.
Mm-hmm.
You get guaranteed 2-day delivery,
which is amazing.
They guarantee it the day of, mm-hmm. so your game will be delivered that Tuesday, or if it's a Nintendo game, that Friday, or God forbid those weird Sunday ones, Nintendo, and Sony. Sony's on Friday ones too. Anyways, so you get it guaranteed delivery that day, and you get 2 weeks to buy it to get that 20% off. So those games you're kind of on the fence, like, I don't want to pre-order it because I don't know if it's going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks like it could be good, but I want to wait for reviews. I'm looking at you, the order. Because that game was fucking garbage. I'm so glad I didn't buy that game. It looked gorgeous.
It looked gorgeous.
Played like complete shit. Anyways, so you have up to 2 weeks of release date to buy it and still get the 20% off. So that means it gives you 2 weeks to at least look at reviews to make up your mind or watch gameplay and watch the hundreds of thousands of people on YouTube that play video games for you to watch them and just mute them because most of them are annoying as shit.
Yeah.
To make your mind up, which is super dope. Like Best Buy, any new game, you get the 20% off no matter if it's a release date or not. You just don't get your $10 rewards on certificate for pre-ordering it.
Yeah.
But I thought that like the shipping, guaranteed ship day of delivery was super dope.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the 20% off is super awesome. The fact that you have 2 weeks to get that 20% off and it's tied into your Amazon Prime anyways. Now you're paying extra for it, you know what
yeah.
I mean? So like, and I thought about it, I was like, I already pay for Prime, yeah. so I don't have to buy another service.
Nope.
I don't care about the $10 certificate because I end up forgetting I have them anyways.
Yeah.
And I have to like try to find something to buy like in a week of.
Yeah.
You know? But I thought it was like super awesome that way. But and I was on there and like they do they have like you can pre-order like any version of it you want, which is super cool. But they do the advanced code thing if you do digital. Mm-hmm. Obviously you won't get the 20% off, but they give you the code ahead of time and it's a pre-download code, just like Xbox does.
Yeah, because
it was the Xbox code.
I was gonna say the other thing about buying on through digital media is that when you do pre-order, they will download it to your system
and it unlocks
that day. So
yeah.
With the systems that we have now, you have to install at least some of the game onto the hard drive before you can even play it.
And a lot of times it seems like the entire game is ready to play. Exactly. You click on it, wait for it to download. I'm like, you're the one that just told me it was ready to play. It popped up on the screen.
Star Wars Battlefield, when I went to download that, it's all like ready to play, but it was just one thing. But I was like, yo, at least I get to do something.
Yeah, most of the time it's not. Literally, it's just the menu. Yeah. And you're like you click on it, it's like, nope, not ready. But the menu's ready. I'm like, Morph, if the menu's not loaded on this goddamn disc, why do I have a fucking disc?
Yeah, exactly.
Why is that a thing?
Did you know that, and I read this online, so hopefully it's true. The more you know. That somebody owned the rights to a playable game while loading. That's why you've never seen anybody do it.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it was super weird. Wait,
explain that again?
So the Star Wars game, you could play the game while the game is loading in the background.
Yeah.
Somebody actually owned the rights to that technology, quote unquote, up until last year or the year before or something
like
that.
Happened the year before because Xbox One did it right out of the box.
Yeah. Didn't one of Tony Hawk's games do it too?
Tony Hawk's game, Tony Hawk.
One of the pro skate, like the OG ones, like the 64 one, wasn't it? Like,
when you put it in, you had a.
Or not 64, that wouldn't make any sense, but one of them.
Yeah, one of the disc ones. I think PlayStation 2.
No.
When you put it in, it didn't have to reload much, but the menu was like playable. Like you played, the menu was. Like it's a, like its own little game or whatever.
Oh,
but no, what he's talking about is now.
Like, yeah, because now you put Battlefront ridiculous in. Download times.
Yeah, well, you put Battlefront in. You get to play that super dope, like kind of like demo in a way of like
yeah.
Vader killing just fucking, yeah. waves and waves of rebels, which is by far one of the greatest things you could do. Like I really wanted to delete that and then reload it just to play that.
You would think so that dope. they would allow you to do that.
There's in the game if you go in, there's a demo that's similar to it. But it's not the same. It doesn't, because literally, if you don't hit the button to start, you can literally just play it for hours of just murdering rebels. It just goes on forever. It's not like one of those things where like, oh yeah, it's finally done.
Play. I don't even think it keeps count or anything either, right? They just keep sending more and more people. To
And you can't die. Like you don't take damage. I was like, oh, it's the greatest thing ever.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, I mean, this is
young Vader. Fun. He does jump and float like a weirdo though. He's like, but
still,
yeah. No, that game needed a story mode. Sorry, not to fucking rant, but Siege needs a story mode.
Like, yeah, I agree.
That game needs a story mode.
That game would have been dope with a story mode.
Or a single player.
I love it, though.
A more fleshed out single player. I wouldn't even say story mode, even though you could. I mean, Star Wars, you have 7 movies to do with. Well, technically, you have like an Ewok movie and a droid thing you could do too.
Like Christmas special.
Yeah.
Make a Christmas special game.
Look, yeah, you can finally make the Christmas special good.
There it is. Not to interject, but interject. The answer, according to this website, is gamesutra.com. The title is 2015, the year we get loading screen minigames back. So, just the second paragraph, it's actually a pretty long article here. The answer is Namco holds a dubious patent on auxiliary games that play while the main game loads. Namco's patent, the U.S. patent number, blah, 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 filed in 1995 and is thus expired in 2015.
Huh. I get what you mean now. The game part. I thought you meant the be able to go into it while it was loading. The actual having a gameplay while the gameplay loads in the back. I get you.
What I'm saying. Yeah.
Okay. I was confused. I was like, sure, we always had like loading screens. That
no, you have loading screens, but the game. Gotcha. You can play a mini game type.
Does it say what game it was?
And that's,
you say one of the more popular ones was? I want to say Wing Commander had something like that back in the day, but
released on the Xbox 360 in 1990, the Japan publisher.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
No, there's good. So much more reading that it would have to. Like I said, it's a long article, so it'd be yeah. But yeah, super weird. So now that the patent's expired, you should hopefully see more stuff like that, like the Star Wars one, where, you know, while you're sitting there installing the game, you could play a mini game.
I can see Mike has an idea.
No, not an idea. I just wanted to say, since we're on the subject of games, for the Jay and Silent Bob game, I want to talk about it, but I want that shit to get made really, really bad. So if we have any people who listen that like Jay and Silent Bob, which I'm guessing most of our audience would probably like View Askew movies, go to fig.co and check out the video and pledge money to it, because I want to play that game. That's it.
He's just being greedy. Yeah, I agree, though. It looks pretty dope. I like the stylization of it, though.
Yeah, yeah. It looks like the Clerks cartoon.
Yeah, it looks like it almost looks like Penny Arcade-ish, too.
A little bit, but I would say it looks more like the Clerks cartoon.
Like overly Penny Arcade, but I like that style.
Side-scroller beat 'em up with this weird shit-talking engine that's implemented into it, which is really fucking awesome.
Absolutely hilarious.
Yeah. I mean, Silent Bob probably wouldn't have a lot to say, but Jay.
Oh my god, that would be awesome. I never thought about that.
His it's like a special attack where like these giant monologue word bubbles come up, and it takes like an hour to read each one. I listened to
the podcast, and they say like there's so many of them, but if you go through and you take too long, like the longer you take, the less effective what you're saying.
Oh, you're gonna be fucked, Mike.
Yeah.
Oh.
So the
as long as they use big words.
So it looks like it's like a
your mom
a combo thing. So like but there's your mom, but then that will prop up another menu, so you can actually. It's not just
with words. I'm gonna get stuck on that because I'm like, oh, this one's gonna be funny, but then this thing here would be.
And you actually take your opponent's level down if you hit them with like a good burn.
His self-esteem goes down.
Yeah,
so their self-worth. I think is what.
It all takes place in a mall.
In and around a mall.
Well, no. Well, the interview they did said like the first part is outside, but you basically go into the mall and they're trapped in the mall and they have to fight their way out. And the people who've been trapped in the mall the longest are basically turning into like zombies and weird things that are trying to kill you.
Weird gimp creatures or mutant gimps.
It looks super dope though. So go put money towards it because I want to play that shit.
Yeah. There's another thing I want to talk about. We talked about this before. Matthew McConaughey has been signed on to play the Man in Black in the Gunslinger movie.
Versus
Matthew McConaughey?
Yeah.
No, we talked about
Idris Elba.
Idris Elba, yeah.
Before, though, Matthew McConaughey is officially on. Idris Elba's on, and they just announced the chick that's going to play in it, too.
She going to play Susanna?
Susanna.
I think that's who it is. I'm trying to remember the article.
What color is she?
I think she's white.
Then they would be turning, because Susanna in the book is black. That's why I ask.
Yeah, I know.
So it's one of those things.
Idris Elba's
and she's the most
playing the gunslinger, I think, is white. too, isn't he?
He, well, yeah, he is. Yeah. So that's why I'm saying, I was wondering, it'd be
gender flip.
Spot on. If
well, I just, was gender flip, that'd be
racial swap.
So
Matthew McConaughey plays the bad guy.
Oh, dope.
Well, then I he just the plays, for some
reason. And it's said that the reason he turned down Guardians as the main villain was because he was already essentially agreed to play the villain in the Gunslinger trilogy.
Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yeah, he was originally, James Gunn originally went for him to play the main villain,
whoever happens to be.
Yeah, and then he turned it down. Like, before anything, like, I guess, I don't even know if he got a spec script. He just went to talk to him about, hey, would you be interested in this? And he's like, haha, no, man, I'm busy. That was probably my best Matthew McConaughey impression so far.
Well, at least it didn't
turn into Christopher Walken.
I learned to cut him off quick.
Yeah, if we told him to keep going, it totally would have.
But no, I mean, that's cool. And I do want to see Idris Elba as the gunslinger.
That main, that scene where he's plowing through everybody in the town that happens like earlier in the book.
Yeah, in the first one, yeah.
Holy shit.
Literally plowing through everybody in town.
Do you imagine?
Actually, he was literally plowing through one chick.
This is the thing, too, like.
Like, it's got to be rated R.
Oh, hopefully. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that, I mean he loses his
get away with it, I guess.
But that's not what's a book, too, though.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm just saying, like, you're gonna get into other stuff that's like,
but like in that,
fucking
like that,
zombies and blood. And,
yeah, but
and
that same thing is like in the town scene,
demon
like
fucking and stuff like that. It's
like when he basically shoves the barrel of a gun in that lady's vagina.
Yeah,
that's not the town scene. That's the abortion scene.
Well, yeah, that's in the town though.
Well, yeah, but it's not
because that's what leads to them attacking him.
But he's saying that it's a very visceral.
Like, that's
can
you fucking imagine that though? Like, obviously, you're not gonna see like. Vagina like going, but you're gonna hear it though. Like, you're gonna hear it. You know what I mean? Like, and then like the fact she aborts right there, I was like, thinking, God,
she aborts.
Damn,
like, it's a button that she presses. And, abort, yeah. Abort, abort, abort.
Shoots off.
Pull out. Little parachute.
She terminally lost.
Oh God,
it.
That was awful. Oh. And the podcast, I feel awful.
But like, yeah, like think about the like. Visually, there's a lot of cool stuff, but then there's like,
there's
what,
stuff
how
that
the
they'd
fuck
have to take
are they
out.
Do? Like, that whole thing.
They don't do.
Did you finish it? Too. Did you finish the book?
Yes.
Okay, because you know a lot of times you're not like a finisher.
I guess that's good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Whether they want me to or not.
Surprise finish.
Surprise finish. Blah. Anyways, so
Oliver back.
You know, like when he goes back and he's telling the kid the story about like his first win when he became a gunslinger.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That whole thing's gonna be fucking nuts.
Who'd you cast as a kid? We gotta cast a kid. The kid range is like 14, 15-ish, right?
He's like 12.
Yeah, he's much younger. Yeah. 12-ish, something like that. Because they, I'm
like,
currently reading
Movieland. They'll probably cast a 24-year-old to do it.
Right. To play a 12-year-old, creepy, yeah. But yeah.
Like fucking Andrew Garfield plays a 16-year-old and he's fucking like 32.
Yeah.
Anyways, go ahead, Joe.
I don't know who, I don't know any kid actors very well.
They're really surprisingly enough, there's been a lot of good ones lately. But you know they could get
Iron Man 3.
That's what I was about to say. The kid that should be playing Nova.
Yeah,
he's kid Nova. Knocked it out of the park in a couple movies. That would and be I don't trust good. A lot of other kid actors. So
no. Jurassic don't work World, with kids and don't work with animals.
Jurassic World, Iron Man 3.
That's why I'm not
he
an
did
actor.
The Insidious movies too, right?
Yeah.
I didn't see those, but people like them.
I've seen them.
I
just don't remember. But then again, I don't really make that connection very often.
There you go. Triana. That's the hooker from the town, right?
Oh, okay. So that would be, yeah, I think it was. Yeah.
That's Triana. She's white.
Yeah. Oh, but,
I was thinking about a different movie
book.
That was casting somebody else.
I'm on book 5 right now of 7. So I'm coming, I'm really deep into it. And Susanna is like, Susanna is the most prominent girl in the book. I totally forgot about most of the stuff that happened in the first book.
It's a problem with reading too much. Forget some of the other shit.
No, dude, those fucking Dark Tower books are steep. Like, I felt like that first book, I felt like it was 3 books.
Oh,
like
but
the shit was going on.
That's
it,
not
like, oh,
even
fuck.
Anything because
well,
the
know,
first book was like 400 or 500 pages long. The fifth book is 900 pages
yeah,
long.
Yeah, these fucking tombs and shit.
And I'm on a part where, it's literally this old guy explaining his life story. So it's just chapter after chapter after chapter of him explaining his life story, which is by the way is fucking badass because he originally. Oh,
that's
hello.
Her.
What's up?
We're going to have to ugly her up a little bit.
Mm-mm.
Scar, mm-mm. Give it a scar.
Mm, make her look sexier.
Go ahead. That's who it was. She was the chick in Fury Road.
She was one of the wives.
The wives, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Not the one that got runned over.
No.
But the other one.
Yeah.
And she was not the pregnant one.
She wasn't the pregnant one.
She wasn't Kravitz's daughter.
Well, she was the tall blonde one.
The other tall blonde one.
Other tall blonde.
The one that was in love with Nick Holt's character in his weird absent things on his neck. The boys.
Tumor. It's not a tumor.
Not a tumor. By the way, that fucking trailer for Kindergarten Cop 2.
No, it looks so awful.
That is going to be one of the worst movies
ever. They're literally just stealing scenes.
Bill Bellamy, of all fucking people.
They're just stealing scenes from the first one. It's like, oh.
At one point, I thought I was watching.
But it's long enough ago that you could do that.
Like, I literally thought you were going to see a short man come say, "We're brothers." Like, I was like, I'm confused on what movie this happens to be.
It's twins.
Yeah, I was like, dude, this movie looks. I watched it at Wing Night last week, week before.
Okay.
That's what I was like. I was watching, and I was like, I'm sending this out because this looks like hot garbage.
Hmm.
It really did look like shit.
I'll have to watch it when I maybe get
I sent it to you guys.
You did?
Yeah.
Like?
Yep, texted it to you.
Oh, that's right. No, yeah,
I
you
saw
did text
it,
yeah.
before that, and it was pretty bad.
No, I was on my way. I was on my way to school this morning, and I saw I had text messages, so I just had Siri read them off, and then she hit one that was a URL, and she has to sit there and spell out the whole entire fucking URL.
Oh, no, that's like, the one. Oh, are you talking about from today? That was the Yelp one I sent because I was telling Taj where the Chinese food place was.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. That was fucking hilarious, though. It's HTTP colon. Yeah. I was like, oh, my God. She's going to say the whole entire thing. Something, something, slash, question mark, slash, dash. I was like, oh, my God.
Fun new prank to do someone who uses Siri a lot. Change common words to really bad things.
You mean like the... when you're texting and it's
so you know
does
like
the autocorrect
you know,
to no
no like, well
things.
That but they there's a new thing people use where they have Siri tell them stuff,
yeah,
like you read messages,
yeah,
you can go in and substitute words out so she changes them when she says them, so
really?
Instead of the word the it'll say motherfucker or like double penetration, like just random shit because she reads the text messages,
right.
But she reads your words.
Yeah, the shortcut. Like,
yeah.
Okay. Wow.
It's fantastic.
That is.
Apple's awesome. Patching it so she doesn't. She reads what's on the screen. Not
but that's why
keyboard,
that, but. That's what would make sense instead of saying your guys' actual names. It says, and Will Sasso said.
Yeah.
You know, you're
the nerds.
You're
yes.
in the group message that includes the nerd, Will Sasso, and Taj, or no, Pink Lemonade.
Yeah, Pink Lemonade. I was like,
Pink
Taj
Lemonade.
And Taj in there.
Yeah.
What's he in your phone again?
Tomb Raider.
Tomb Raider. That's right.
Yours?
It goes way back.
White girl therapist.
White girl therapist. That's what it is.
Nicknames episode. Go back. It's we have a nickname episode.
Maybe.
It got rough.
Who knows?
No, it's in there somewhere. Pretty sure.
We gotta wrap this up.
We don't have to. No, we don't have
to. Turning into a pumpkin. I can see it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Man, so orange. Yeah. There's some other news too.
Not that important.
Not anymore, I guess. Mike's ruined it for everybody.
This conversation could have honestly gone on for a very long
God,
time.
I could go for days. I'm off till Friday.
What?
Well, except for like tomorrow night, we're going to see 999. Some of us are.
I have to work.
Oh, you're going to be off work by that time.
I have to work the next day. I have to go to school the next day.
Shut up. Anyways, so yeah, that's it for this week's episode. Comes naturally, we are
Joe!
Mike.
And Cody, brother. Just like regularly. You just came naturally.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You guys are the worst impressions, but they're great.
You're the worst.